Podtacular, episode 107, Customs and Collins Show for the week of April 2nd, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Logan Payne.
I'm Sticky Gerbils.
All right. Thank you for joining us, fellas.
Welcome. Logan Payne from the Podtacular community. Welcome, man.
That's right. I only got here. None of you knew I could do it.
Well, those $50 certainly helped.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Ooh.
They stuck a gun to the back of my head and asked me for money, so I did it.
And Sticky Gerbils.
Yeah, man.
It is I.
From the Halo Heads comic, welcome, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Pleasure to be here. Listen to the show since, I think, about August of last year. And that's pretty much what got me back into Halo again after a long pause in time.
And what took you so long to listen?
Circumstances did not allow me to.
Oh, man. So why don't you tell us a little bit of about your comic and everything?
Well, I've always been a Halo fan, like I said, and I started listening to the show back in August, and I'd seen HBO 117 Stunt Mutt's comic over there, and I've always been a big fan of his.
Yeah.
So one day I just kind of I had an idea about Master Chief versus Vader, and I thought, hey, why not make one? I can draw.
Oh, nice.
So that kind of got the ball rolling. People liked it, and I just kept going from there. So,
Cool, man.
Wow. Sounds pretty interesting.
Hey, where can we find your comic, by the way?
You can find it at over on the HBO site. It's haloheads.bungie.org.
Nice.
And it's on there over there on Halo on halo.bungie.org because great guy Lewis Wu, and
Woo.
Big shout out to him.
Who's
that's awesome. as some of the fans may know, that blog site got wiped out.
Yeah.
Really? Like, why?
All my comics got erased. They got knocked off. So.
But he's back up on Bungie.org. That's good, man.
Yep.
Even better, really.
All right, awesome.
On top of being a great comic artist, he's also like our number two Halo 3 suggestion. Sticky poo wheel gerbils.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. So now we got two real big comics in the Halo community, pretty much. We got 117 and we got Halo Heads, so pretty cool. Nice.
All right.
So, hey, we got the Customs and Call-In show here. We got the top few custom games that people sent in. We got the top few jokes people sent in, Halo jokes, and we got some funny gamer tags people sent in as well. We're going to be covering the call-ins, the voicemails from the month with Captain Crunk. Going to be narrating those. Going to be good. And we got Tales from the Foxhole, which is stories from in-game Halo stuff, as well as other games these days. So, man, we got a packed show.
Absolutely. Gassy Emu. He sent us something. And he says, I have two custom game types for you. All right. One, I like to call Boredom Chicken. The whole purpose of the game is to see who gets bored first and quits. You are not allowed to kill each other, but in the off chance that someone does, they automatically lose. As long as you put the time limit to unlimited and the settings to don't matter. And the settings don't matter. No one really likes to play this game, but sometimes it's fun to play and try to find out secret spots on the map, or trying out new super jumps, etc. Second one is called Out of My House. This is a Slayer game with swords and pistols, as well as optional active camo. He goes, this is kind of like King of the Hill, except you need to do it in small, most times elevated areas of the map. I originally played it on the top of the base in Zanzibar, and then top of Lockout. But other places like the Sniper Cove in Coagulation or those ledges above the Sword area in Gemini. The whole point is to either kill or knock off the other players from that area. Make sure that everyone is in the area and all start at the same time. As I said, there are many variations in addition to the areas to play with this game.
Boredom Chicken has me so excited.
I know, dude. That is Boredom something chicken. That that is quite funny. Boredom Chicken.
That one sounds kind of good though, because you can make a King of the Hill out of anything. You know, it doesn't. You can put the hill wherever you want, basically.
Yep. Yeah, which is cool. I mean, all these games take cooperation and people that are willing to play it and give it a chance. Mm-hmm. That definitely sounds like fun.
That's a very few amount of people. Normally, like when I try to pull like Juggernaut or King of the Hill, all these people in my party go, "No, this sucks. Let's play MLG."
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you got them occasionally.
All right.
What's next? What else
when
we
those
got?
People play the game, it's so fun.
All right, let's go to the next one, brothers.
A Surly Hobo says, "My friends and I came up with a game called 300. Don't know where you got that name. It's a team slayer game with two teams where the primary weapon is the energy sword. A secondary weapon is the brute shot. There are no grenades on the map. Everyone has overshields and damage resistance. Rounds have no time limit in the end when one person reaches 100 kills. The first team to win three rounds wins the match. This is best played on Coagulation. Both teams line up in the middle to begin each round shouting, "Frosting! And this is Cake Town." Keep on fragging trucks. Shout out to Duffman X18, Big Hippo 89, T, the Cheesy Cracker.
The Cheesy Cracker.
Nice.
This is Cake Town.
Cross your teeth.
Oh, that was one of the funniest videos I've seen in a while.
Yep.
Yeah,
300 though. That got like how many submissions to our show? Mm-hmm. To your show, Fumo. Sorry.
Quite a bit. No, this is the community show.
Oh yeah.
Nice save. Thank
it's
you.
Our show. All right, who's up next?
Okay, I believe you're next.
That would be me.
Ow.
Oh. Ah. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I knew
ooh,
that.
Ah. Ooh.
We got someone from Duffman X18 who sends one in called, one of the customs I made is called "It Sucks to Be You." Here's the specs. Okay, random weapons, random vehicles, regular shield, which is all, you know, the usual stuff. But one life. Best play with 16 people. This game hinges on your starting weapon, obviously, since you only have one life. If you start out with a crappy weapon, then... Well,
it sucks to be you.
Or if you start out with a rocket launcher, everybody better run.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
So shout outs to AAA, Chucky J, and my brother from the same mother, a surly hobo. Keeping on poning noobs with beanie weenies drenched in homo side sauce. Wow.
Nice.
Some hot beanie weenies.
So I hope you guys realize we're not going to get to all the custom games, so please don't feel offended. Don't feel like we just went past your custom. We have time restraints and we got to get the show moving.
Yeah, we got to keep it down to 3 hours.
Yes, absolutely. So we're already on the fifth hour. So please, there's the show notes that everybody can go to, and you can read all the customs that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bang. Well, we got the Podtag United at the Apollo, which is the top few Halo jokes that people sent in. So, why don't we get started on those?
Okay, Squirrel says, "You know you play too much Halo when the weatherman issues a food warning. Then you run outside with your shotgun." Hmm?
Food warning?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
And the weather report today, we have a food warning, in effect.
I knew. I was like, wait a minute. I read that wrong.
Flood warning.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why is he running out with a shotgun if there's a food warning?
Get away from my food!
He ran outside to get all the food.
Get away from my hot dog.
That's my almost hot.
Sorry about that, squirrel.
All right. Who's up next?
Logan.
With Little Kook, I was playing a SWAT classic game on Sanctuary yesterday, and I saw this funny gamer tag, Slapahoe 92.
Aw, Slapahoe.
Nice. I saw one the other day personally that said Slap-a-Pimp, so...
There were 92 people before him. Well, 91.
Slap-a-Pimp, Slap-a-Pimp. Slap whoever you want.
Slap brother somebody. And sister.
Slap a random person walking down the street, .com.
Okay, the next one.
Right, we got LC... Dude, I don't even want to read that one. That's crazy.
It's nasty.
Alright, dude, I'll read him. Oh, this is horrible.
Go
this is horrible. Okay. Everybody hold your ears.
Oh,
hey, Fumo and the others, LC Trojan.
The expressed in this podcast are not of the hosts.
Oh, gosh. Man.
LC Trojan 23 says, hey, Fumo and the others, I would just like to share a few funny gamer tags. Okay, hold your ears. Number one, bloody farts. Sick.
Oh, man.
Ow. Number two, I beat up kittens.
I do that too.
Number three, hanging hemorrhoids.
Gosh. Which is a very creative way to spell hemorrhoids, by the way.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Number four, violent diarrhea. Dude, what's with like the nasty poop?
I prefer non-violent diarrhea.
Yeah. Peaceful diarrhea.
I don't prefer diarrhea in any form.
I'm diarrhea that flows.
I'm a diarrheal pacifist myself.
Aw, diarrheal.
Is that a word, diarrheal? Diarrhea just became an adjective, not... dude.
Hold on, dictionary.com. Diarrheal.
Diarrheal. It's more real than diarrheal.
I'm a diarrhealist. I study the science of diarrhea.
I've made it my life's work.
Oh, man, Joe Daddy 1138, he says, you know you play too much Halo when you buy a third Xbox because you found a limited edition Halo Green box at EB Games in mint condition with matching controller. Awesome! I know a few people who have done that. Okay, you order clothing from Bungie.net as Christmas gift for your teenage son, plus a couple for yourself. Nice.
That would be a cool Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. Decided we must, and he emphasized must, have the legendary edition with the Spartan helmet. For how much? Don't mention this Don't mention this one to my better half. You buy a new 50-inch HD big screen for the living room and decide to keep the old one. Sorry, I hit the back button by accident. To keep the old one. To keep the old one. Where was I? Oh, okay. I'm going to...
Totally lost track of the show notes.
The old one for Halo Party. In the same room, mind you.
Live
this
and
one
uncut.
Drives my wife crazy. And then he goes, my wife thinks that he's having one of those midlife crisis situations. Do you really need another Xbox? I know. It's a disease or something, right? Can somebody help me? Okay, I'm going to help you, my brother. I tell my wife all the time that I could be out at the local sports bar, you know, spending dollar bills here and there, but at least I'm home.
Yeah, that's a good point right there, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Joe Daddy. So anyway, the question is, does this make me a cool dad or a loser that needs to grow up? Frag on, brothers. No, it makes you a cool dad, brother.
Dude, ask your son, man. Who cares what other people think, man? Ask your son.
I've gotten to the point where my son, I mean, he knows, you know, when I put on a game, he knows, oh, you're playing Halo or you're playing Crackdown or Gears of War. And, you know, that's one thing me and him have in common, that we can sit down and talk about every once in a while. So
you and your son can both chainsaw a mean game of Gears of War.
Yeah, man, it's like, what's better, you know, like having more things in common with like the people you work with or having more in common with your son, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, no, don't worry, Joe Daddy, you're not alone, buddy.
I got my dad into Hexic HD for like half a second, and then he got mad that the little power went out in my wireless controller. Because like, I didn't know what was going on. It's like, the buttons don't work. Is this like the bonus round?
The bonus round. You can't use the controller. You have to use mind power.
Man, I know. He's like, man, games have gotten really hard since my day.
Bonus round. No buttons allowed. Go. You have 30 seconds.
You're running out of time.
Was that a lot of damage, player four?
Kind of laugh when my mom said, like, when she played Pac-Man, she only had one joystick, and the controller on the Xbox scared her because it had two. I'm like, I do this every day.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, it's awesome, yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of stuff sent in from Jordan the Hobo. Dude, this guy's got Yo Mama jokes down pat, man. All right, here we go. he's got 15 Yo Mama jokes. I'm going to try to skip through a couple of them here. Yo Mama's so fat, she jumped through Halo and got stuck. Your mom's so fat when she I can't even finish the jokes. Oh my god. Your mom is so fat when she fell through the map, she killed the Guardians.
That's fat.
That's pretty dang fat.
That's fat.
You killed the Guardians and you kept going. Your mom was so fat when she jumped on the swinging bridge on headlong and overloaded. Your mom is so fat she takes up two pregame lobbies. Nice.
It's a really easy game of BTB Slayer.
Yeah, really. Mama versus Mama. Your mom was so fat, when she spawned, she got a Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro, Kilimanjaro. Sweet, it's game over.
Game over, man.
Post-game carnage report. Mama kills everyone. Your mom was so fat, she walked up to the scorpion that said, "Don't press X to drive scorpion."
Nice. She has to sit on top of it instead of in it, like a power wheels.
Power wheels.
Oh, man.
Don't press X. Please don't press X.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice.
Dude, these are good ones, man.
Sheila's really mad when your mama gets in.
Oh, your mama's so fat, she actually uses the pizza cutter on burial mounds.
Oh.
Nice. Got some pizza. Your mama's so fat, she sat on Halo and elites popped out. What? So fat, to get out of the map, you just have to have her run straight at a barrier. Okay.
Oh, the whole level shakes when she hits the barrier.
Dude, she just keeps going, man. Your mom is so fat, they used her to play King of the Hill. It's awesome. Get on top of your mama.
Oh,
your mom is so fat, when you play territories, she controls all of them.
Damn.
Dang, man.
I
we're winning.
I want to play turf with matchmaking. I need
mama,
her
we're
on my
winning.
Team.
Invite mama. She'll win. Your mom's so fat when Reach got glass, she said, "Ooh, a marble."
Aww,
oh, okay. God.
Some people get that one. Your mom's so fat, she gives the flood nightmares. Your mom is so old, she sat behind Marty in the third grade.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Marty always gets like, "You're so old." Your maternal parents.
There goes our chances of having him on the show.
Yeah,
Marty, this next
come
one
back,
throws me
no.
for a loop. Your maternal parent. Who is that?
What?
I don't know.
What do I, it's known as the quarantine zone.
That's weird, man. oh, and he says a funny gamer tag. He says, "I'm not sure if this is this was on Gears or Halo, but the GT was." Gonorrhea? Gonorrhea? I don't know, man. That's like a combination of diseases right there. And another one, Prozac 500 milligrams.
Nice. Yeah, that was nice.
That's a good one. Dude, nice, man. Send him more. Man.
Yeah, those were awesome, dude.
Those were funny.
Ugly Mutt, he says, "Good day, Podtaker. These are some of the funny gamer tags I've seen on my adventures on Xbox Live. Okay, okay, wait, I gotta look at it.
Osama.
Osama been smoking a frisky grandma. I am the Burger King. Anyway, you get a bloody terrific show going, so keep on dual-wielding pencils. Thank you, Ugly Mutt.
G'day, mate.
Dual-wielding pencils. And I'll take this one because since this one was so short. the all-time funniest name I've ever seen. Big Beanus with a B.
Okay. Pig Beanus.
Pig Beanus.
Beanus.
Pig Beanus.
Hey, Beanus.
That's from Hedgehog.
Thank you, there, Hedgehog. Oh, Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
That name sounds awfully familiar, Mr. Hedgehog, imitating me on IRC.
Or should I say JVB?
What's up with that? Long story.
All right, you're up, Logan.
Can I read Squirrel, or are we skipping that?
Read what you like. Read what's
Come
good.
On, Hulk Logan.
Do it, brother.
Okay, Squirrel has sent in here a JBB joke for every Yo Mama joke Jordan sent in.
Nah.
I think we're going to have to skip some of them, but these
oh,
are...
Oh, thank you.
Dude, it's like he's so fat, he's so stupid, he's so ugly. It's like,
Yeah, I mean, damn, I hear that every day.
Fat, he just... got stuck. You rip-off artist.
Nice.
Okay. The JVB is so fat he has to use the first Xbox controller.
I'm going to break your legs.
I had to use that first Xbox controller like a keyboard. I couldn't fit my hands around it.
That thing was massive, man. I liked it, though. I thought it was pretty cool, but we call it the Duke.
Yeah. JVB is so stupid. We asked him to get the combo, and he went and got a number 9 at McDonald's.
I'll take a chicken sandwich for my fellow Spartans, and,
Oh, man.
Can we get the Happy Meal for the little kid in the back?
Yeah. JB's so ugly, he makes Tartarus look like Jessica Alba. Yeah, I am, dude.
Wow.
He said Stooch would like that one.
Yeah, he loves Jessica.
Oh, man.
That's very ugly, JVB. I'm sorry.
JVB's so dumb. JVB is so dumb. Somebody told him to super jump. He held down the A button.
Oh, what? Man. It's Crackdown. Nobody's played Crackdown?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay. There's some funny ones
I
here.
Did that
funny.
In Halo 1.
They're all not rip-offs, but they're funny. JVB's so fat, he's the reason the Covey found Earth.
Wow. He's like JVB's mass
so fat
radar.
When he crossed... Ah, JVB's so fat, when he crossed the TV, I missed the beginning cutscene.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Depends on the size of your TV, I guess.
No, and then he goes and found Sergeant Johnson saying, would it help if I said please? Alright, so let's thank you very much.
Thank you for the effort.
Yeah. A for effort, Squirrel. A for effort.
Me and hurt my feelings. Alright, so I guess we can go to Collins.
Alright, let's do that.
With Captain Crunk.
Let's do the call-ins. Captain Crunk, thanks for doing these here. We're going to be playing back the latest voicemails with Captain Crunk in these, so let's get started on that.
Yeah, Captain Crunk.
Cut to the call-ins.
Gonna get Crunk.
All right, here we go. Rolling again. Captain Crunk doing some Potack of voicemails. Let's get to it. Right off the bat, this dude, help this dude out.
Okay, Podtacular. I'm sitting here and I'm locked outside my house. It freaking sucks. I'm trying to get inside to get in and play some Halo 2 on my 360. And I need one of you guys to come let me in or something. Come help me break in because it's a third-story apartment and I can't do it by myself. I need some help. Podtacular has always been there for me, so I figure you guys can help me out. I'll be waiting. Hurry up. You should know where I live.
Okay,
oh,
dude.
Oh, by the way, this is Camouflage. My gamer tag is Nobody, N-O-B-U-D-Y. Add me. Let's play some Halo. Come help me get in my house, please. Thanks, Podtac. Peace out.
All right. Somebody help that brother out. Or help him in. All right. Let's see. The decode's got a message.
Hey, Podtac, this is the decode. Yeah, I got a lame Halo joke. Now it's going to be really bad, but there it goes. Your mama's so fat, she uses the Halo as a hula hoop. There you go. I give a shout out. Oh, yeah, I want to give a shout out to PRC Mega Man, a.k.a. Ben. Yeah, that's it. See you later.
Okay. Who's up next? All right, Plasma Grenades.
Hey, Budtacular, this is Plasma Grenades. It's too early for me to be up early. It's like 9:43 in the morning. And I don't do that on weekends.
9:43.
Anyway.
That's late, brother.
I was in the episode 106 just now, and Game Randy said Flavor Flav when you guys were talking about that Halo 3 helmet on that chain. And I just want to say I had this Cavaliers clock that I don't know where I got it, but it had like a gold plastic rim on the outside. And the clock ended up breaking, so my brother put a gold chain on that. And now every once in a while, we wear it as our Flavor Flav chain.
All right.
I figured I'd let you know.
Nice.
Bye.
Good luck wearing that around town, man. All right. Oh, snap. Watch this.
Hey, Pontagio, it's Ben Grunt. This is just kind of weird. I just noticed this, and I thought it was funny. Well, it's one of two funny things. Shut up, Evan!
Oh.
Oh, shit, my balls! Sorry, guys, I'm riding the bus, and I just got nailed in the balls. Ow. Oh, God, ow. Okay, I know my bus number is 117. I thought that was kind of cool. And I read it to some guy that said, two socks, and he laughed. Excuse me, I'm going to go put some ice on my nuts. Bye, guys.
The man said, ba-bam, straight to the balls. All right. Let's see what else we got.
Hey, guys, this is DC Crash from Digital Combat. Just want to let you guys know you guys are doing a great job with the show. It's always funny and informative. And remember, there's no shame in drinking while doing a podcast. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Thanks, brother. Let's see. I'm going through the list here. Okay.
Hey, boo. This is J-Rod. And I'm saying about, I'm talking to you guys about this really cool podcast called The Riot, dude. I'm not saying that Podtacular isn't at leveling up and staying there. And
yeah.
Round table.
Yeah.
But the community news is really, really good on
okay.
The Riot. All right, it's called The Riot. iTunes, look it up. Podcast,
yeah.
Search The
okay.
Riot. All right, that's
all right.
Really good podcast. Community
okay.
only, all right?
I hear.
Now,
it's really good.
Up, you know,
so
all
you
that
say.
Kind of stuff, go Podtacular.
All right.
Podtacular is awesome at that, but do you ever want to know what's going on with Bungie? Because I have noticed that podcast doesn't
wait.
Do that that much, you know, that community.
Is there a podcast about that kind of stuff?
Please do that on the right, because it kind of needs more listeners, and I am sure it will get better within time.
Okay.
We have just
so you're saying
second foundation and step.
Okay. Is that it? There, dude. I finally played it, man. Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Night Fox Fan. I know a lot of you haven't heard from me for a while. I've been really busy. I've been doing a lot of filmmaking stuff in my spare time. Haven't had as much time to game at all or play Halo, but my schedule's been free enough, so I've been playing online. And I'm planning on doing that right now in spring break vacation. I'm just calling you from the top of the Sears Tower,
whoa.
Which was at one point the tallest point in the world, a man-made structure.
So I'm just calling you from the top of the Sears Tower. I've been listening to the show, catching up on missed episodes over the past few months on my iPod while I've been on vacation here in Chicago. Just reminded me how great the Botacular community was. And, yeah, I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Awesome, dude. Thanks for being a part of the group. It shows that even if you go on vacation, you still can't get away from Podtaker. Nope. Oh,
hey,
here he is again.
Podtacular. This is Matt Foxton. I'm calling you from my Chicago vacation yet again.
Uh-huh.
Like I said before, I'm catching up on missed episodes because I haven't really been involved with the community or been listening to the episodes lately, but I'm catching up. I'm going to start being more active because I love Podtacular.
Okay.
But, no, I was listening to episode 95 and started talking about Zelda, and, well...
Oh, wait. 95? Brother, you got some catching up. All right. Okay, go ahead. Zelda.
Being the Nintendo fan I am, as much as I love everyone on the show, all the guests, though, everyone in the community, I have to disagree with the 4 out of 5 that you guys gave it on average... all the guest hosts did. It's the type of game where it's a lot different than Halo. I mean, everyone knows that, but I almost feel like it's unfair to compare it to that type of game on your show. But anyways, I don't know. I guess if you're a Nintendo fan, you're a Nintendo fan all the way, so hence me. I would give it a 5 out of 5. But I can see where you're coming from. I have the Wii, and I have the Zelda version on the Wii. It's a little bit sketchy at moments. I'll give you that much, but I would definitely give it at least a 4.5 out of 5, which I know is a huge difference in 4. Anyways, this is Night Fox 10, and keep fragging trucks, and pray there are no little kids in the trucks when you frag them. Bye.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's see... Okay, so, alright, I was looking through all these voicemails we got, and the funny thing is, when people call in so many times, it's hard to pick which one to use, so, but I don't want to discount anybody for sending in or trying to call in and contribute, so, let's do this. Let's just run all the beginnings, and let's see what happens. Ready? Alright, here we go.
Yeah, this is Headshot. I just want to leave a little comment about Halo 3.
Yeah. Okay. That would have been fine. Now.
Yeah, it's your boy Headshot again.
Yeah, okay. That's two. All right, you ready?
Hey, this is Headshot.
That's three. Let's see. Got another one?
Yeah, this is Headshot. Wanted to give you all...
Yeah. Four.
Yeah, this is the guy, Headshot. He said,
That's five. And.
Yeah, this is Headshot. And I got a joke.
A joke, yeah. That's six. Any more? Yep. One more. Alright, I'll let this one run.
Captain Crunk, can you please put this on the show so that I really think it needs to be heard?
Okay.
This is Headshot. I just wanted to say I was sorry to all you people on IRC, you included Fumo, because I had impersonated JV. I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just joking around with everybody, and I kind of seemed to get a few people angry at me, and I wanted to apologize. I was just really bored, and, you know, JVB is such a cool person. Everybody looks up to him. I have no life. And once again, I'm sorry.
Wow. Nice. Apology accepted, I think. Yeah, so, as if that weren't enough, we've got another guy, that called in even more. Ready? Here we go.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook, and,
Lil Kook!
I'm just calling to give a shout out to everyone out there in Podtacular. This is my first call in, so
I don't have a tail of the I don't have a tail from the foxhole in my mind right now, so I'll probably think of one and call you back some other day. So just hey to everyone out there and congratulations on your 100th episode. Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, that would have been great. I mean, just a simple call. Hey, you know, how you doing? Shout out to everybody. Okay, but...
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook again.
Okay, that's two.
Hey, Podtacular, it is Lil Kook, and I have...
Yeah, that's three.
Hello, this is Arnold.
Yeah.
Also known as Lil Kook.
See? That's four.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook, and I know...
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook, and
Yeah.
Hey, Podtacular, it's me, Lil Kook, again, and I'll call you back in a sec.
Oh, okay, bye. Go handle your moms!
Okay, Podtacular, it's Lil Kook, and I am going to bust a rhyme for you. However, this is not...
That's okay. That's all right.
Hey, Podtacular. this is Lil Kook. I am just finishing up my quote-unquote potting spree.
All right.
I'm on episode 93.
This is kind of interesting.
Anyways, that's not important. I have...
Right as I say that. All right.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook. I saw on the website that we could send in...
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook, and
I hear you.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Lil Kook again, and I was calling to give you a custom game.
Yeah.
Hey, Podtacular,
who is this?
Lil Kook. And I was just calling it.
Okay, that's enough. That was 13 calls, man. Wow. Alright. Well, that's pretty much all the voicemails. I kind of ran through those pretty fast, and we didn't get too many, so that's pretty much it, what it is right now. If you do want to call in, send in your voicemail, 206-888-HALO. And we'll play those back. And, you know, if you call in, that's cool. We appreciate it. We love it. But call in once, maybe twice, and get your message through. You don't need to call in 13 times because that just makes it so much harder to figure out which one to use. But before I go, I want to take a quick minute and talk about my recent Xbox 360 experience. And a lot of you guys probably saw the letter that I wrote to Microsoft, and I did send to people at Microsoft. I posted it in the forums, so you know you can take a look at it or go search and find it and read through it. The reason I did that and the reason I posted it is because I think it's important that as customers and as gamers, you know, we make sure that we keep Microsoft or Xbox on their toes. And by that I mean when someone sends in a console to get a replacement, they should only expect to get something that works, not something that doesn't work. So, and that was my experience. I got a console back and it did not work right out of the box. And I would almost think that that's maybe a chance situation or just a fluke. But I've read enough online, I've heard enough about other experiences. And I've seen people that I know have to deal with this too. And I think it's become such a big deal now that it's kind of hard for people to ignore this. I don't know how Microsoft cannot address this on a large scale. I mean, they've kind of already done that with the extended warranty, the full 1-year warranty now on the 360. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's something that I applaud that. It shows that they're actually listening and taking steps. But there's something wrong with the refurb process. And That's something that, you know, I wrote a letter to Chris Palladino even, and over at Gamerscore blog, and he seems like a good guy, and you know, I know it's not his area. He's not in the support team or you know, in that part of the company, but I figured that he's at least someone, and you know, I wrote some other people too, but I tried to write people that I figured would have some kind of impact, could maybe get the message through and, you know, help me out in some way, or help customers in general out. So I did that, and it's probably not the best idea. I don't exactly recommend that everybody do that, because he doesn't need it, and, you know, other people like that don't need it. Major Nelson, it seems like everybody will write Major Nelson, but, you know, it's probably not a good idea, because he's not going to even answer your email. So, but be sure, if you do want to write a letter, or if you do want to, you know, make some complaints, or you know, tell them your concerns, do that and write it to support@xbox.com. That's the email address. I mean, they may not respond necessarily, but like my email that I got an email back, and it says that, you know, they do apologize for the inconvenience, and you know, they're disappointed that I had to go through this. But they do say, you know, that they review all the feedback daily, and it's important. So I almost figure that they will at least keep it on record, or, you know, keep some kind of tab of people writing in. Because at some point, it will reach a breaking point, you know, where it's going to have to be addressed. So that's all I can say is if you go through the same thing, be sure to write a letter, and be, you know, be thoughtful, make your points, don't go crazy, don't be, you know, don't be childish, or you know, watch your language. You know, the idea is to get something done, not to just act a fool. If anybody else has this experience, please do that. And thanks for listening. Back to the show. Ow!
Well, thanks, Captain Kronk. Appreciate it. You guys can call our listener voicemail as well at 206-888-HALO.
Awesome job,
appreciate it, buddy. And
don't
good
be
stuff
afraid
there,
to
man.
Put Potacular on your speed dial.
Yeah, but leave a Halo-related message, and we play those back once a month on the Customs and Call-In show. Send one in now. Pause it. Pause.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Well, on to Tales from the Foxhole. We got a bunch of stuff people sent in, from stories from in-game Halo stuff, as well as a few other games people sent in, but dude, there's some awesome stories in here.
Yes, there is.
Let's start off with Red Channel, the guy who hates everything about Pontacular.
Who said, what was that? I didn't quite hear that last part there.
The forums of Pontacular. He says,
you
back in the...
You so much, you submit.
He's cool.
We're teasing you.
He said, back in the day, a couple of my Xbox friends and I were ripping it up in Team Slayer. We ran across this one particular group of guys during matchmaking. We fought them on Beaver Creek and won. What a happy ending. Or was it? We wound up going against them our very next match on Lockout, and if I remember correctly.
He said happy ending. Anyway, go.
What?
It's a happy ending because the Arbiter takes off Master Chief's helmet.
Look, like, he said happy ending. Oh, man.
Very good.
Dude, you find every single little thing, man. That's looking hard right there. What would...
This is exactly the argument Red Channel uses against us. We laugh too much.
Exactly. Ha ha. What would have it... let's see.
Nah.
What would happen? He said, what would have... Oh, what would have...
Okay, what would happen?
What would... Okay, I see. What would it... Dude, what the hell are you talking about, man? Do you understand what that means? What would have it we beat them a second?
Luck would have it we beat them a second time, I guess.
Luck would have it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Luck, not what? Luck. Same difference, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, same thing.
Dude, I'm so woody. I'm like a four-leaf clover, man. I'm woody.
Oh. Woody, happy ending.
What would have it we beat them a second time? After that, my team and I discussed how humiliated they must have been after being beaten twice by the same team We laughed about it in the pregame lobby. So two rounds later, we played them again for the third time. What would have it? What? A third time? What were the odds? We won that match, too. After some serious poning, we went on to play some unranked games and had a wonderful time with that in hopes of not letting our luck get the best of us. Later, we went to Team Slayer, and after a couple matches, we got matched up with the same group of guys again for the fourth time. I said to my friends, these guys have got to be really pissed now. We all went, that's matchmaking there. We all went with a carefree attitude expecting another easy win, but we were wrong. They actually beat us. I was pretty disappointed that we lost to someone who we perceived as a bunch of noobs and beat three times. Well, at this point, we were anxious about getting that win back, so without hesitation, we rushed back into Team Slayer and got matched up with those crazy mothers a fifth time. This time, it was personal. The map was Ascension, and we talked trash during the game, and so did they. We got our butts handed to us. After the end of that round, we lost, and somehow we managed to talk trash at the end of that, too. Dude, that's crazy. People lose, and they're like, oh, you guys suck. 1v1, 1v1. These guys talk back so good that it made me feel depressed. Wow. After that, I retired from Halo for the night and learned a very important lesson. When having multiple succession in matchmaking, it's best to know when to quit.
For the night, I would have retired for the rest of my life.
Wow, that sucks, dude. Bad story.
I've been in situations like that where we played the same team like three times in a row. Mm-hmm.
Three times is the max I've ever had it.
And they're like, oh, these guys again? Oh, man.
It's because, like, you're the five remaining people playing Halo 2.
Exactly. I know, huh? Exactly.
Go get a 360. That's what it's telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Red Channel. Thank you for sending in that text. Tales from the Puzzle. Another guy who absolutely loves us, Scrawny Pale Man.
I thought we loved him. That's why he was...
Yeah. No. He said that we were very loving last time we read one of his submissions.
Master Chief too, but
yes, absolutely. And
man, we
rocked
him to shreds last time, man. We talk about.
Well, come on, man. I mean, it felt like Fabio was Master Chief, and Gary Coleman was the Arbiter. I mean, it just felt weird.
We're talking about
turned over a new four-leaf clover.
What are you talking about, Master Chief? I can't believe it's not butter. Anyway, so... All right, so Scrawny Pale Man, he sends us something. Tales from the Foxhole. He goes, in a Slayer game on Sanctuary, I decided to snipe for my team. And I suck at sniping. Not to mention, I was half asleep. Now, amazingly, I actually... did extremely well and ended the game with three Kilimanjaros, and this is while I'm half asleep. Wow. You should try driving while you're half asleep. It's really fun.
You'll get three Kilimanjaros in like five.
Yeah, dude, you'll get Kilimanjaros all the time that way.
He's counting himself. One, double kill, triple kill.
Of course you wake up, you'll be next to Bubba in jail. And we'll
Yeah. You and Bubba.
You runs through a blockbuster.
You and Bubba. No, him and Bubba could, practice the scene of the Arbiter and Master Chief.
Hold me.
He's going to write another thread now.
Hey, scrawny man. You said you'll you can take the fun making. I don't want to say beat busting, but, it's all in good fun. So, I'll see you on the next thread, buddy. But seriously, try it. Half asleep, driving 70 miles an hour in a school zone, dude, there's nothing better.
Yeah, tell your parents we said that, they'll love it.
I know, right?
I don't ever want you listening to them again.
He's probably like, dude, I'm 25, tell my parents what?
Aww. What are you trying to say, you calling me a kid? Anyway,
please never stop making fun of me.
Damn it, we're losing focus.
moving on. Hello.
Sorry, was doing...
Oh, yeah. Come on, Hulk Logan, hurry up.
You can't you
Ultimate
tell...
Ultimate Warrior, when I get my hands on you.
So where were we,
gonna
Squirrel?
Give me a butt rub, anyway.
Butt rub? I'm gonna rub it real good. And I'm gonna keep rubbing and rubbing and rubbing.
I don't want to be hearing this at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh man, I'm gonna oil them up so good. They look like two marbles.
Oh man! All right. You're up, Logan. Hogan.
I'm on the thing by Squirrel.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Funny Halo moments. This one time at bad camp, I mean, a funny one was me going up a lift at midship. Is this like a script enemy? Come on, guys, you're so retarded. Oh.
Sort of.
The enemy says, come on, guys, you're so retarded. They keep coming behind you, and I pick up the flag and assassinate him.
All right.
Also was me, Night Fighter.
That's the whole story?
Dude, beat down a guy who calls you retarded. Yay.
Oh, man.
So Squirrel says, funny Halo moments. A funny one was me going up a lift at midship. Enemy.
Come on, guys. You're so retarded. They keep coming behind you.
And I pick up the flag and assassinate him.
In end of
epic
story.
Maneuver.
Wow.
That was worse than the Halo 2 ending.
I know.
But at least it's not a cliffhanger. We know what happened.
That'd be awesome if that was the end of Halo 2.
Come on, guys. You're so retarded. Bam.
Ow.
To be continued.
Stick him in the face.
Oh, man. All right. So the next script, one.
Also one was me, Night Fighter, Concordia, in PTB Skirmish, Coagulation CTF.
All right, guys. I know how to do this. Concordia, drive onto the base, because with the right degree of angle, and I throw this nade, I can easily get a triple kill. I'm learning about this in class.
You're actually doing angles in your head? Okay, now the hypotenuse.
All right, so...
Concordia drives into the base, and Night Fighter throws a nade up and ends up bouncing it right at the Warthog, which killed all of us as we were had half shields from enemy nades. Funny thing, but he did get a triple kill.
Triple kill on his own team. Nice.
Spectacular.
What else we got here?
Oh, man. Oh, the third one isn't as a script. We were having fun. Okay. I was playing Jaws, and there were 14 people in the tank, and suddenly the tank overloaded and disappeared, so I used to win that game, splattering them with my ghost.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What is this, dude?
First of all,
I'm going to Jaws.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum.
I've seen the movie Jaws. Where was the tank and ghost? Thanks for reading this, and before I leave, I have to say, if you want to eat a sandwich in Halo 3, press select and look at your inventory. And press A to select various things, such as sandwiches, squirrels, and JBB's mom.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Then you press R to shoot the inventory shooter.
I'm going to have squirrel.
You're going to have squirrel for dinner.
No, I'm going to have a squirrel belt. Belts out of squirrel skin. With the head as the
That's
buckle.
That's a very unique belt. What's that made out of?
Squirrel
With
fur.
With the head as the buckle? Nice. See what I mean? Going to work with that thing belt. Like, what the hell? It's disgusting. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. Look at the pus.
Go home and change your belt. God.
The belt is bleeding.
The pus.
Dude, this belt rocks.
Squirrel belt.
Like, that's a very unique belt. What's it made out of? A bad submitter.
Ah.
Oh. Bam.
Future. A future cement shoe wearer.
It's going to be swimming with the fishes. Well, moving on. We got one from SGO Lone Warrior.
I like
Warrior.
This Easter egg he suggests.
Okay. He says, well, Pottaker, this is SGO Lone Warrior, and here's my tale. I was playing.
There will be an Easter egg with Fumojai breakdancing if you try to be XR.
Here's my tale. I was playing Gears on Canals, and people were talking smack about me because I was playing as a guest. So the map loaded up, and I rushed the Torque Bow, and two other people were there too, so I pulled out my shotgun and ba-bam! I shot the first guy and then ducked back into cover. I then popped up behind the second guy and shot him in the back and moved to the top of the center bridge, charged up the torque shot, and fired at someone crossing the bridge, nicked him on the elbow, and he exploded. I picked up the frags and randomly tossed one down the steps, and it bounced into some dumbass running up the steps and hit him in the head and the face. Ba-bam, we won the game. Dude, that's crazy.
Damn.
You, like, killed the entire
team.
That's
hard to do when you're by yourself.
Man, I can't even kill one person in Gears, much less freaking...
Nah,
four.
Yeah, you just...
Dude, that was that dumbass on that steps.
Yeah, that was me, I think.
Ow! My feelings.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, shout-outs to Angel Leviathan, Green Eggs, and Sam. All right.
Nah. Nice one. Carbon Dude Oxide, he sends in one. Here is something I've used. I used to do.
I used to doing at school.
I used to doing at school. Whenever I'm doing something boring, like a test or something, I always dream about what school will be like as a multiplayer map. Trust me, our school is flocking big. If it were a Halo map, it would be awesome though. Stuff I daydream about, like. A team at one end of the school has to take over the other end of the school, and it tends to be really cool. Man, I hope
you to admit this, but I did that in Raven Shield for the PC. I started to make a map of my school.
Dude, you better watch out, bro. FBI is gonna be knocking on the door.
Yeah, really.
No, but it was like so cool because like you could open all the doors and be like, "I'm camping behind the desk."
Why are you making your own school there, buddy?
It's like you put your back up against the wall pretending you're holding like an invisible gun. What are you doing? I'm playing Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah, come with us.
And you get sent. You get sent to the loony house.
Yeah, really, man. Oh, man. Juvie without probation. Well, we got, let's see, one from, who's up next? Is it Logan?
Who's on first?
Who's on first? What's on second? You up? Logan? Hogan?
Come on.
Chris Jogan? R. says, this is the response to the 107 episode. The funniest gamer tag I ever saw was a pack of rats, and I got a pack of rats.
You got killed by a pack of rats.
No, they come in after the killing. They eat your body. Me.
Those All right. rats, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
That was Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Mickey Rat.
And I got the true story for you. My old account I had, I was in big in Team Slayer. It was me and some local friends. So at the end, the score was 47-49. Reds winning.
You were big in
I
Team Slayer?
I
was blue.
All my friends are dead or just spawning. Oh, yeah, on coagulation. And this warthog full of three reds is chasing me in the middle. So I jump on into the three rocks formation, and they just jump in. But in the middle of their jump, I looked and threw a sticky grenade, caught that on their special spot right as they landed at a triple kill for the win.
Wow.
Wow.
Their special spot?
My special spot is flaming
Please
blue.
Please tell me your secrets. Is it a spider? Get it off.
Please.
Come on.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely a lucky win there, but a good one. All right, Rock Turd. He says,
Rock Turd.
You know, a Rock Turd would really hurt. Anyway.
Hard.
I'm Rock Turd. Ow! I guess that's what that
Oh my god.
I guess that's what that bloody fart comes in and stuff, right? The hanging hemorrhoid.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? It's been a long day, man. I meant rock tard. I almost said it again.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Rock Tard. Sorry about that. He goes, hey, Pontego, this is Rock Tard. And I got a couple of stories for you. I was in school taking a Canadian achievement test. I go to a Canadian school in Hong Kong. Wow.
Hmm.
What a mix. I was there, okay, while I was taking the test, it was math, I thought I heard a sound. I wonder what kind of sound. I put down my pencil and listened. It was the sound of the agility orbs that the agility orbs making Crackdown. I started laughing, and I got an angry look from the teacher. I've been playing way too much Crackdown. So, if I'm not online for a while, it's because I prefer not to have the eerie ringing sounds in my ear while taking a test. Yeah, there are times where I thought I heard the orbs, and I'm like, I know, I hear it, and there ain't nothing there.
Dude, I have a similar story. Just yesterday, when I was walking up to my house from my car, when I parked to just go home, dude, I was walking up to my. I've been playing a lot of Oblivion lately, right? And I did this certain quest where you have to pick up this certain plant called Nernroot, and like as you're walking by, it makes this sound kind of like or something like that.
Oh,
and
I like that sound.
Whatever. It's not even close, but you get the idea.
Chosen one.
All the wambulance.
Birdies. So.
My name is Betty.
You may call me Betty. So.
Okay, sorry.
So, dude, I'm like walking into my house, right? And like I'm walking by a bunch of plants, and I seriously thought I heard that sound. And then I stopped and listened, and I'm like, what am I listening for? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a dumbass dude.
There's an orb in there. I know there is, honey.
Play way too much Oblivion. If I freaking thought there was a Nernroot sitting around my freaking...
Isn't Hong Kong the place where they just started that boot camp for people with internet addiction?
I don't know, but there's probably more
Rock
things
tard,
in the town
the
than
that. Rock tard, you're the first up, man.
Rock tard. Okay, so he says, number two, I got... okay, I've got a shirt that says Vote for Pedro on it from the movie Napoleon Dynamite. And I had this dream, and the dream I was wearing a t-shirt. I was at some sort of convention, so something like that, okay, or something like that. I don't really remember, but I do remember one thing. Fuma was there, too, and he was wearing the same shirt as me. I remember being so pumped, and when I went to see him, there was a load of people from Particular there. Man. I listen to way too much Particular. No, there is no such thing as that, buddy.
There's no such thing as
way too much Particular.
You haven't listened to 77 episodes in a row.
Oh, dude. You listened to like a whole marathon of them, right?
Yeah, I am not ashamed to admit that the day after I finished, I had a Particular dream and it was not funny to me.
Wow. Like, get out of my head.
Why don't you tell us about
that? I'm like, leave me alone. Alone, I finished the stupid marathon.
Nice.
Well, why don't you tell us about that disturbing dream there, Lokester?
Lokester. Come on,
yeah,
little maniacs.
I want to go over those memories. That's why I said they were disturbing.
Oh, okay.
Leave me alone.
I figured.
Just tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah.
Well, I love squirrels.
Nobody's going to hear it. It's on an episode of Podtacular.
Some squirrel belts. All
right. Scroll up. Okay, number three, he goes, I had this other dream about Fumo.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember.
Okay.
One's an anomaly,
okay.
Two's a trend.
He goes, well, that's all for now. Keep on fragging trucks. Peace. P.S. You know, you play too much Crackdown when you hear agility orb sounds while taking a test. Yeah.
You're going so fast through the test, you hear the agility orb.
You're like, what's your malfunction, officer, whatever the hell. Anyway,
I'm sorry I had to quote Star Wars Republic Commando, but two dreams about Fumo, that's a trend. I'm sorry.
A trend. Well, hey, let's...
It's trendy to dream about me.
Yeah, really. Let's wrap it up, guys. By the way, we do still have the Halo 3 beta contest. Wrap it up. We have the Halo 3 beta contest going on. If you want a free copy of Crackdown and access to the Halo 3 beta, if you don't already, we've got a way for you to get in. Just call a listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Imitate three jokes from Podtacular in your best fake voices of the people that said it in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, by the next Customs and Call-In, somewhere in there. We'll draw a random winner from the people that call in their three jokes. If you win, we'll mention your gamer tag on the show, and you can email us your contact info. Contest starts last week.
Exactly. So make sure you do it. I mean, we're giving away Halo 3 betas. I mean, granted.
People paid $60 for it, and now all you have to do is call in, and you get it free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, hey, it's a little late, but, I mean, the main attraction right now is that, you know, one of our guys is going to be able to get into the Halo 3 beta. So make sure you take advantage.
It's not out yet, so you still got the full time. Yeah. DM tricked me the other day with that when Xbox Live was out. He's like, the beta's out! I turned on my Xbox, and I was like,
nah. Well, when that happens, there'll be a huge announcement.
Sure.
And I'm predicting that within a month or so, we'll see it. So, anyway,
they said, like, first quarter, but that's... I don't even know what they're talking
about. It's spring. It's spring. We'll see.
Yep.
Coming up
exactly.
Soon.
So, send in your comments, etc. to Patekular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on Patekular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail, once again, at 206-888-HALO, outside of the contest, and leave a Halo-related message, which we play, like we're saying, once a month, approximately, on the Customs and Collins show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, the new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
And while we're at, while you just mentioned podtacular.com, the forums, I want to give a big shout out to Chuck EJ, who, because of the Godtacular Bible studies, they were featured on Gamerscoreblog.com and Kotaku.com. So they got a lot of exposure for doing something positive. And, you know, I give them a, you know, a big pat on the back for that. And I also want to thank Chris Palladino and Tony Hines for supporting that and putting the word out there about that.
Yeah.
Godtacular is awesome. I think I've been there only twice, but every time it's you want it to last a little longer. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, once I get my Xbox back.
Plus the post-Bible study frag fest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And thanks to all the people who contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. Couldn't do it without you guys.
That's right, and check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network as well, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, and the Video Game Show on GamerCastNetwork.com.
Absolutely, and this Spartan Life is trying to set up a Halo Halo competition for charity. They need help, so they need help to set it up. So PM Lancelot 59. At the TSL forums to help.
Yeah. Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Logan Payne.
And Sticky and Dribbles was house. Here. But
yeah,
he had a
yeah,
jam, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was it was great to have Sticky Dribble on. And, of course, Logan Payne.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see you guys on in the future.
Before Peace. We go, I want to mention I didn't say the A word once.
No, you didn't. A-N-I-M-E.
No, you didn't, eh?
You didn't, eh? If you did, we'd have to whip you with the squirrel belt, man.
The pus.
That's the belt we used to play Hot Peas and Butter with.
Everybody's just like, Hot Peas and Butter, where's your belt? Oh, that's disgusting. Run away.
I flew out. You know how squirrels have those, you know, big teeth, right?
Right.
So you could use that to clamp onto the holes of your belt.
What the hell, dude?
It's
you
perfect.
Can use the squirrel's big teeth to clamp
Keep
on the holes of your belt.
Digging into this idea.
That's a great idea. I don't know why I didn't think
you
of that.
You marry the cable guy on the line. Jeff Foxworthy will pay millions of dollars for this.
Yeah, for real.
So if anybody knows how to do any Photoshop, please Photoshop
clamp.
Fumo Jai with a squirrel belt.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Oh, that's going to be dope. This is going to be the new nameplate belt type thing. It's going to replace the nameplate belt.
That's going to be your new motto on Xbox Live, squirrel belt man.
Squirrel belt man. My name, don't wear it out.
I'm the squirrel belt man.
Yeah. What is that?
World building.
No! That's what a squirrel sounds like.
That's the chorus of my song. Yeah, a bunch of squirrels sing.
It's the last sound the squirrel makes before he's belt.
Aww. Oh,
this
nice
is
one.
A squirrel. Any last words?
We're going to make a documentary called March of the Squirrels.
Squirrels have a dangerous life. It all starts with their visit to the belt factory.
Come here, little squirrel. We're going out today.
Samuel L. Jackson
and
a bunch of people
make
a parody of
cars.
Keep on brand drugs.
Keep on
brand drugs.
There's only one thing left to say.
My friend came up in 300.
Okay, wait.
You're breaking up, bro.
Yeah,
brother.
Start over.
Hold on.
He just beat up his keyboard.
Hold on.
No, I'm straightening out my... Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Okay.
Yes.
Whatever. It's in the wire. There's what's that stuff called that you put on your tree? Christmas tinsel. Instead of copper wire, they put tinsel because it's cheaper, and then you have to bang out the wire.
Alright. Alright, here we go. Alright. I was starting to say, well, hey, everybody. Like, I said that freaking all the time.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. SGO Lone Warrior says, well, Potacular, this is SGO Lone Warrior, and here's my tale. I was playing Gears on Canals, and people were...
talking stuff.
Keep on going. We're talking trash about me, because I was playing as a guest, so the map lit up, and I rushed and tore the boat. Two other people were there, too, so I pulled out my shotgun and...
talking stuff. They were talking stuff about me.
You just...
Next time you talk stuff about me,
come on.
I'm gonna stuff you, man.
In the trash.
Whoa.
just burp why don't you?
You say whoa like it wasn't that. You. Like, whoa, who did that?
That one came from within.
I hit my computer so hard the Ethernet cable fell out.
The heck did
I'm
you do?
Not even kidding.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, man. On purpose? Did you, like, smash it with a sledgehammer?
Yes. Normally when I give the fan a jolt, it, like, shuts up.
Well, it taught you a lesson.
It taught me a lesson.
Like,
that
don't, like, ow, don't hit me like that.
Touch me again.
Meanwhile, I have an e-machine here, which takes a beating and keeps on working.
Takes a beating and keeps
it's
on
like
what?
It's like a Rolex.
Keeps on licking.
No, I said it keeps on working the first time.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I just had to kill your joke.
That donkey takes a
beating. IRC would have run him up.
Donkey takes a beating and keeps on licking.
Lick, donkey, lick.
Okay, apparently I need to go watch another Rolex commercial.
I said, look!
You keep on ticking!
Is that donkey yeah. sound, dude?
Don't stop ticking!
Real!
GamerCastNetwork.com